It was such a privilege to be able to speak to you this morning.
我很荣幸今天早上可以在这里跟大家分享。
Since my wife and I retired and moved back to Florida in our retirement and become part of the church here, it's been a great privilege for us.
那我跟我太太退休以后回到佛罗里达，就一直在这个教会，我们很荣幸能够在这里。
Now this morning we got some new technology for me at least. I think it's old technology, but it's new for me.
我今天早上要需要用到一些新的科技，可能对我来说是新的，对别人来说已经是旧的了。
When I was in Taiwan the last time, some of my former students kept telling me, Dr. Wingham, you've got to get a smartphone.
那我上次在台湾的时候，我从前的学生就一直跟我说，这个温博士，你应该有一个智能手机了。
I said, no, 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 I don't want to carry around anything that's smarter than I am.
我说我可不想带着比我聪明的东西到处走。
But when I came back to the States, I had to get a new phone, so I bought my wife and I both a brand new Apple smartphone.
但是我回来以后不得不换手机，所以我给我太太和自己都买了，各买了一个苹果手机。
And just the other day, I was trying to log on the internet to check on some business, and I couldn't get logged on, so I had to call the support line.
那我就前几天我想要上网去那个查一些东西，但是就上不去，所以我就打电话给他们的这个技术支持。Real
nice young lady on the other end of the line, she said, okay, Mr. Wingham, I'm going to send you a code, and if you'll read that code back to me, then I can log into your account and help you.
那接电话的是一个年轻女士，她就说，那我要发一个这个密码给你，然后发到你的手机上，然后你把这个密码读给我听，如果是对的话，我就可以帮你这个进去。
So I said to her, I'm sorry, I've got to look for my phone.
我就跟她说，你等会儿，我去把我的电话找出来。
So I looked all through the living room and the dining room and the kitchen and the bedroom and the bathroom.
然后我就在家里到处找，厨房、卧室、卫生间都找遍了。
I came back and I said to her, I said, I can't find my phone.
然后我就跟她说，回来就拿起电话跟她说，我找不着电话了。
Would you send the code to me again and maybe I can hear it ding and I'll be able to see where my phone is.
然后我就跟她说，那你能不能再发一遍给我，这样可能那电话就有声音，我就能听见，能找到。
And she said, of course, no problem, and so she did, and all of a sudden, ding.
然后呢，我就，她就说好，没问题，我再发一遍，然后她，然后呢，这个时候我就听见叮的一声，就在我耳朵边。
And so I found out it's true that Simone is smarter than I am.
我发现真的，这个电话确实比我聪明。I
was holding my phone, talking to the young lady all the time.
我一直是在拿着这个手机在跟她说，我还在找。
She was kind enough to say, well, Mr. Wingham, it's still early in the morning, so don't worry.
所以她当然很好，就说，你可能刚起来，还有点糊涂。And
so I figured, well, if I can do a smartphone, maybe I can do a PowerPoint.
所以我想，既然我能够用这个智能手机，可能我也可以用这个电子的这个。
So I'm still having fun with these, so if we get a little awkward this morning, don't hold it against me. I was thinking about the wonderful grace of Jesus. Jesus' grace is beyond comprehension. But yet this morning, if I can cause you or myself or someone to think a little more deeply about the grace of God, then I will feel like I've been a success today.
但是如果今天早上我能够提醒大家真的再一次的思考耶稣的对我们的恩典的话，那我可能今天就算是成功了。So
this morning I titled this little message, Grace, Grace, Grace.
所以我今天的题目就是恩典，恩典，恩典。
I know sometimes we repeat words for emphasis, and that's exactly the reason that I repeated it twice.
那我们现在常说的一句话就是重要的事情说三遍，就是这个恩典。
And so the grace of God, I want to ask you this morning, what is the grace of God and how does it benefit us?
那我现在今天想问的问题就是到底神的恩典是什么呢？而且它对我们到底有什么益处呢？
I want to know what is so amazing about grace.
我也想知道这个恩典到底奇妙在什么地方。
We sing Amazing Grace. We sing the wonderful grace of Jesus. We sing about His grace on a continual basis.
我们常常唱歌的时候会唱到神的恩典，像奇异恩典啊等等这一类的歌曲。
But have you ever stopped to analyze and think just what grace is and what it does for us?
但是你有没有真的停下来仔细思想过，说恩典到底是什么，而且它对我们到底有作用是在哪里？
And so this morning I've chosen some scriptures from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 22 through 25.
那我们今天早上要看的经节就是在彼得前书第二章22节到25节。
So let me read in English first, and then if you'll read it together in Chinese, I would appreciate it.
我先读英文，然后我们大家一起来读中文。
Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who within...when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously.
他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。他被骂不还口，受害不说微笑的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
Okay, let's see.
下一页。
There we go. All right. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls.
二十四节，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。你们从前
……So we have some of the greatest teachings about Jesus just concised into these four verses. We learn a lot about who Jesus really is.
那从这我们刚读的这四节，我们已经知道了很多耶稣为我们所做的事情。
First, it says, "Who did no sin."
首先，他说到他并没有犯罪。
And because he had no sin, either in his birth or in his life, he could become the sacrifice for our sins.
因为他是全然无罪的，不管是在他出生的时候，还是他以后所过的日子里，他都没有犯罪，所以他能成为那个完美的牺牲品。
The only person ever born without sin.
他是这世上唯一一个没有带着罪出生的人。
Adam and Eve were created without sin, but after they sinned, every individual, every baby born into this world, regardless of how cute, is born with sin.
亚当和夏娃被造的时候是没有罪的，但是自从他们犯罪之后，所出生的每一个人，每一个小婴儿，不管他们有多可爱，他们都身上都带着罪。
And that sin, there's a bent to sinning, and when that child gets old enough to know the difference between right and wrong, they choose the wrong.
因为这个孩子在长大的过程中，当他一旦开始能够分辨善恶的时候，很多时候他们就会选择去做那些恶的事情。
But Jesus had no sin.
但是耶稣是无罪的。
Neither was guile found in his mouth.
而且口中也没有诡诈。
That is, when he was growing up, he never succumbed or responded to the crude language of others.
也就是说，在他成长的过程中，即便别人用粗俗的言语对待他，他也不会这样回应。
He never allowed himself to criticize others.
他也从来不会批评别人。
And when Jesus was reviled, he reviled not again.
而他被骂不还口。
As I was thinking about that this week, I was thinking.What would I do if I was standing in a court of law and someone spit in my face?
那我在准备这篇讲道的时候，我就在想，如果我是站在法庭当中，如果有人往我的脸上吐口水，我会怎么办？
I'd probably say, "This is not over yet."
我可能会跟他说，你等着瞧。
I'll get even with you somehow or the other.
我早晚会把这个找回来。
But Jesus didn't do that.
但是耶稣不是这么说的。
When he was reviled, he reviled not again.
他被骂不还口。
And when he suffered, he threatened not.
受害不说微笑的话。
So when they were beating him and The man with the whip who was laying the stripes so cruelly upon his back. Jesus never responded, "Oh, you wait, my father is going to judge you." He suffered when he suffered, he threatened not, but he committed himself to God who judges righteously. And then he took in his body all of our sins and suffered on the cross that we might experience the grace of salvation. Oh, here's the benefit that we being dead in sins should live unto righteousness. And by his stripes we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤,
we were like sheep going astray, not knowing where we were going.
我们好像迷途的羊,
but now God has reached out his loving arms of grace and gathered us in now under the protection of his love and his mercy. And so, this is still not working for me. There we go. No. Okay. There, now, back one. Okay. Grace, grace, grace.
所以是恩典, 恩典, 恩典.
And so it is that by grace, through faith, we are saved.
你们得救是本乎恩, 也因着信。
How wonderful it is that we don't have to have a certain amount of money in the bank or a certain standing with a particular organization to be saved.
这样不是真的很棒吗? 你不需要很有钱或者有地位。
The Islanders used to sing a little song that said, if we had to have money to be saved, then the rich would be saved and the poor would die.
那我记得有一首歌曲就唱到说, 如果我们需要有钱才能得救的话, 那得救的只是富人, 穷人都要死亡。
But Jesus came, and when we go to the foot of the cross, it's all level, it's all equal, we all stand before God in need of His grace.
但是当耶稣来了, 我们来到他的十架前面的时候, 我们是平等的, 我们是在同一个水平线上的。
And so grace truly is amazing.
所以恩典真的是很奇妙。
Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
奇异恩典何等甘甜。
John Newton, the writer of that song, he had every right in the world to write those precious words.
约翰牛顿就是作这首《奇异恩典》的歌的这个作者，他有很多的理由写下这样的诗句。
A song that has been sung probably more than any other Christian song has ever been sung.
这首歌真的是大家都很熟悉，可能是在这个基督教歌曲里大家最常唱的一首歌。
I find it interesting that wherever you go in the world, you find people singing Amazing Grace.
无论你走到世界哪个地方，你都能听到人们唱这首歌。
Because it is so amazing.
因为真的是这样的恩典非常奇妙。
John Newton, the author of those words, he was in a very terrible condition and had gone very low in sin.
这个约翰牛顿他当初曾经是真的是非常的堕落，在这个罪恶里。
He had become the captain of slave ships bringing slaves from Africa to the West.
他在这个罪的深渊里不能自拔，那个时候他是在一艘贩奴船上的船长，然后从非洲贩奴隶到英国去。
And because of a certain set of circumstances, he was captured and held as a prisoner, and he was actually for a time the slave of the slaves.
那但是曾经有一次出于某种原因，他反而被抓，然后被关起来，成了这些奴隶们的。
When he was rescued from all of that and he found the grace of God, then he could truly say, Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
那等他被其中在被从其中解救出来的时候，他真正找到了神的恩典，然后他可以真正开口说奇异恩典何等甘甜。
That saved a wretch like me.
我罪已得赦免。
Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found.
前我失丧，今得寻回。
Was blind, but now I see.
瞎眼，今得看见。
Oh, amazing grace, how wonderful it really is.
奇异恩典真的是何等奇妙。
So I have a question for you this morning. What is so amazing about grace?
那今天早上我的问，要问大家的问题就是，恩典到底奇异在哪里呢？
So when we sing that song, and I've had, I hear people singing it, you pull it up on YouTube, you go to church, anywhere you go to church, people are singing Amazing Grace from time to time.
那我们常常听到这首歌，不仅是在，不光是在 YouTube 上，还是在教会里，到处都能听到。
I think the reason Christians sing that precious old song is because they feel that in their own hearts.
我们基督徒常常唱这首歌，是因为我们自己心里就能够感受到这样奇异的。
The Holy Spirit rolled back the curtain of my heart and showed me what a wretch I really was, and it was amazing grace that lifted me out of all of that.
那这个圣灵打开我的心眼，让我能够看见自己到底是多样。怎样的失丧，然后我才能够唱出这种恩典对我的奇妙。
So what's so amazing about grace? It's that God is searching for us.
恩典的奇异之处在哪里呢？是因为上帝在寻找我。
I wasn't necessarily searching for God, but He was searching for me.
我可能那个时候并没有在寻求上帝，可是他在寻找我。
You see, I turned my back on God. I turned my back on my parents. I turned my back on my church. And I wanted to find a way that was more appealing to me.
我可能扭头去不理他，不理我的父母，不理睬教会。我在想找一个让我自己开心的生活方式。
But the more I pursued my own paths and my own ways, the lower I sank in sin.
可是我越多的寻求自己的快乐，自己的享受，我越深的陷在罪恶当中。
But because my wife prayed for me.
那个时候我的太太不断地为我祷告。
Because my parents prayed for me.
我的父母也不断地为我祷告。
Because my brothers and my sisters prayed for me.
我的兄弟姐妹也一直在为我祷告。
And Christians in many different churches prayed for me.
而且有很多我不认识的基督徒也在为我祷告。
Oh, God found me, and I turned my heart over to God, and God said, "Give it all to me, and it'll be okay."
神找到了我，让我的心能够看见他。然后神说：“你把一切都交给我，就会好。”
And is that not amazing?
这不是奇异的恩典吗？
Is that one of the reasons that grace is so amazing?
这不就是恩典的奇妙之处之一吗？
Yes, because God would search for us when we were not searching for Him.
是的，当即便在我们躲避他的时候，神还在寻找我们。
When God came to the garden after Adam and Eve sinned, it was not Adam that said, "God, where are you?" It was God who said, "Adam, where are you?"
当亚当和夏娃犯罪之后，神来到了伊甸园，不是亚当在说神你在哪里，而是神对亚当说你在哪里。
Another reason that grace is so amazing is because He took my sins away.
而这个恩典非常奇异的另外一个原因就是他除去了我的罪。
Oh, He took my sins away, He cast them in the sea of His forgetfulness, never to be remembered against me anymore.
除去了我的罪，并且把它丢弃，不再纪念。
Oh, and taking those sins away, He set me free from the bondage of sin.
而他除去了我的罪，使我不再受罪的捆绑。
Oh, sometimes people say, but what if you turn your back on God after He has done so much for you, and you go back into sin, as many people have.
那有时候有人就会问，那上帝为你做了这么多事，那如果你又回去做那些罪恶的事情，会怎么样呢？
Oh, don't even think those thoughts, and don't even consider going that way. But if someone does go that way, those sins that have been forgiven already are still forgiven. They're gone. They're cast into the sea of God's forgetfulness.
当然我们都不应该这么去想，也不应该这么做，但是即便 这件事情发生了，你曾经被赦免的那些罪仍然是被赦免的。
Oh, but if you go back into sin, then you're going to have to give an account for those sins of which you're committing now.
但是你又回到最终生活的话，那你现在所犯下的罪，你要对此负责。
And your rejection of Jesus now is the sins that will be remembered against you.
那你现在去弃绝了耶稣的话，那你所犯下的罪都会算在你的头上。
Isn't it not amazing that God takes our sins away?
这不是很奇妙吗？神能除去我们的罪。
Oh, when we look at that, those sins that we've committed back in our lives, those things that we're so ashamed of, but yet God has taken them away through His forgiveness.
让我们回头去看自己的过去，我们所犯下的那些令人羞耻的罪，神都是可以赦免的。
And so another reason that we could say that grace is so amazing is what God has done for us.
那另外我们能够说恩典非常奇异的一个原因就是神为我们做了特别的事。
What has God done for you after you believed in Jesus?
那在你信了耶稣以后神为你做了什么样的事呢？
I'll tell you what he did for me.
我可以跟你讲他为我做了什么。
When I was going down and down and down, when I believed in Jesus for the forgiveness of my sins, I started that upward journey.
我那时候真的是一直在走下坡路，直到我相信了耶稣以后，那个从那个时刻开始，我就开始向上了。
Not a doubt in my mind that I would be in eternity without God today if I hadn't have given all of my life to Jesus.
那如我心里毫无疑问，如果当时我没有把我的生命完全交给耶稣的话，我没有任何未来。
Oh, here's another reason that grace is so amazing.
还有另外一个原因，这个恩典是那么的奇异。
Because he gives us a new beginning.
他给了我们全新的开始。
He gives us a bright future.
给了我们灿烂的未来。
Things that once looked so dark and we couldn't see ahead, now by faith we can see into the future and believe that God has forgiven us.
我们的前途曾经是黑暗的，但是因为耶稣，因为神，我们有一个光明的未来。
Here's another reason that grace is so amazing is because we were dead in trespasses and sins.
那恩典还奇异之处还在于我们曾经死在过犯罪恶章当中。
But now he's made us alive together with Christ.
但是他叫你们活过来。
By grace we have been saved.
我们是因信得救的。
Oh, amazing grace.
是的，奇异的恩典。
Now I'll catch up with you here. There we go. By grace you have been saved through faith.
你们得救是因，是本乎信，是本乎恩。
Now, some people say, why do we need grace?
有些人就会说，恩典虽然好，但是我为什么非要它不可呢？
Didn't God give us the law in the Old Testament, and why is the law not sufficient?
旧约里不是有律法吗？律法不够吗？
It was never the intentions of the law to save us.
律法，给律法的缘故不是为了要救我们。
It would be impossible to be saved through the keeping of the law.
我们不可能靠着守律法而得救。
That just doesn't work out.
这是不可能的。
It just doesn't work.
就是做不到的。
You see, the law was given to us for a different purpose.
律法给我们的目的是不同的。
There's a, let me illustrate why the law. The purpose of the law, what is the purpose of the law?
我们来讲一讲律法的目的是什么。
And so, I want you to think of three little things to illustrate the purpose of the law.
我们讲到这个时候可以想象三样东西。
Think about when you go to the dentist and you sit down in that chair and he turns that bright light on up above you.
你记不记得你去看牙医的时候你躺在那个椅子上然后头顶上有一个很亮的灯。
And he has a little mirror on the end of a little thick, and he sticks that mirror in your mouth, and he looks around at all of your teeth.
那这个牙医他就会拿了一个，就是一个小小小的镜子，上面有一根棍，然后他伸到这个你的嘴里，这样又靠那个镜子来看。
What's the purpose of that little mirror?
这个小镜子的目的是什么？
It allows the dentist to see the problem.
他让这个牙医能够看清楚你的牙齿有什么问题。
And so the law allows us to see the problem.
律法也是一样的，它让我们看见我们有什么样的问题。
Or think about on some dark, stormy night when all of the electricity goes out.
我们也可以想象，如果有这个暴风雨来的时候，也可能一下子没电了。
You want to move around in your house without stumbling over a chair or something.
那在这个漆黑一片的时候，你想在屋里行走，然后不要撞着东西，该怎么办？
So you find a little flashlight and shine it so you can see your way to avoid the obstacles.
你去找一个手电，然后把这个手电打开，就能有亮光照到你，就能看见你前面那怎么走，才不会撞到东西。
So when a person follows the law, they will be avoiding the obstacles in their path to eternal life.
所以当一个人遵守律法的时候，实际上就好像这个手电来帮助他不要撞到一些这个困难和这个挫折上。
And then I want you to think of one other thing.
然后我还想让你想象第三个事情。
In preparation for this sermon, I went to our maintenance department at Hope Sound.
那为了准备这篇讲道，我就去这个在 Hope Sound 的那个这个维修部门。
And I said I want to borrow a plumb line.
我跟他们说我想借一个那个铅锤。
But they said, "Oh, but brother, plumb lines are so old. We don't use plumb lines much anymore."
然后他们就跟我说，这个铅锤太老式了，早就不用了。
We have much better tools today, much more advanced. Why do you want a plumb line?
我们现在有更高级、更精密的仪器，你干嘛会非要用那个铅锤呢？
You see, I want a plumb line because I want to illustrate something.
我要这个铅锤是为了给大家看。
You see, in the Old Testament, in the book of Amos,
在这个阿摩西书在旧约里边。
Yeah, you can look it up sometime if you like, and. But it's in chapter 7 and verses 7 and 8 that the prophet Amos talks about a plumb line.
在阿摩西书第七节，第七章，然后第八。
Yeah, verses 7 and 8 of chapter 7.
第七和第八节里，这个阿摩斯叫讲到这个铅锤线。
Now, I must warn you that some of the later versions of the English Bible, they don't use the word plumb line, but in the King James, it still uses plumb line.
那可能有一些这个后来翻译的这个英文版本不用这个字，但是在这个钦定这个版里面是用这个铅锤线这个字的。
So what is a plumb line used for?
那这个铅锤是拿来做什么的呢？
The old carpenters that worked years ago, even back in the Old Testament. If they were trying to build something and have it straight up and down without it leaning one way or the other, they could take this and put it on the corner of the building, and where it touched the ground would tell them if it was leaning one way or the other.
那从前的时候，甚至是在旧约的时候，如一个木匠要盖一个，不管是他要做什么，如果能确保它是这样垂直的话。他就用这个铅锤线放在从一个角上让它垂下去，因为这个铅锤线一定是直的，所以如果他做的这个东西跟铅锤线是平的话，就说明它是直的。
And you see, the Old Testament prophet, he saw a vision of the angel standing on the wall, with his plumb line.
那在这个先知的他的这个意象里，他看到的是有一个天使就拿着这个铅锤线，他这个圣经上翻译成准绳。
And he saw some problems.
然后这个，但是这个天使就看到一些问题了。
The wall was deteriorating and getting ready to fall down.
这个城墙已经开始在破坏，就要倒塌了。
And so it is that he says now, but I'm not going to pass over you anymore. That means it's a warning of judgment about rejecting the grace that God has offered.
那这时候主说我要吊起准绳在我民以色列中我必不再宽恕他们就是神预言他要带来的审判
Because I've warned you and I've given you the laws, the Ten Commandments and the other laws that God has spelled out so plainly but you have rejected those and I see some problems
那神的意思是说我已经给了你们律法给了你们十诫然后但是你们不愿意去遵守不愿意照着做所以神看到这是一个问题
I've been merciful
神一直是有恩典的
and oftentimes I've allowed you when you've gone into sin you repented and came back and you've gone into sin and repented and came back often multiple times and I've forgiven you
那个时候以色列人不断的犯罪但是每一次当他们悔改的时候神都赦免了他们
But I'm not going to forgive you anymore
但是神说就这样到此为止了不再做了
You see because there's a day of judgment coming
因为审判的日子会来的
When grace will be offered no longer
那个时候恩典就不在了
Oh but those who believe in Jesus and follow JesusThe grace of God is never ending. It's going to be with us all the way through eternity.
那些相信耶稣、跟随耶稣的人，对那些人来说，神的恩典是不会有止境的，是一直伴随着他们的。
But those who reject God and reject His mercies, that grace is going to have a cutoff period.
但是那些拒绝神、拒绝他的这个慈爱的人，终有一天这些恩典会被收回。
Grace is used many different ways in our language today.
那我们今天的这个话语当中，我们用恩典这个词用的很多。
Oh, think about the term a day of grace.
有时候我们会说这个恩典的一日。
I was first introduced to the term Day of Grace when I was in the Army.
我那个时候在在部队里，我第一次听到这个说法。
You see, after I'd been in the Army a few months, they said, okay, you can go home and see your wife and your parents and your friends, and you've got so many days at home, then you report back.
那我在军队里待了几个月以后，他们跟我说，你可以回家去看看你的亲朋好友，然后有给你放几天的假，然后你要回来。
I don't remember what day of the month it was, but for illustration, let's say it was the 15th of August.
那我不记得具体的日子了，但是我现在我们就举例说，比如说是8月15号。
Make sure you're back to your new duty station on the 15th of August.
那他们就可能就会说，这样你我们给你放几天的假，但是你8月15号之前必须回到你新的地方报到。
Because that's your last day of leave.
因为这个8月15号是就是截止日最后一天。
Oh, but we all knew that there was a day of grace.
但是我们那个时候都知道它还有一天就是特别的这个恩典或者说赦免。
And so if our leave ended on the 15th, we knew that if we were back before midnight on the 16th, that it was okay.
那所以我们那时候知道如果我15号才离开家然后我只要16号午夜之前回来就可以。
Because we had a day of grace.
因为我们有特别有多出一天来的这种恩典。
And since I've been preaching the gospel, I've often thought about a day of grace.
所以当我开始讲这个神的福音的时候，我常常会想到这个用法。
As long as we're still alive and we're still hearing the call of the gospel, we're living in the day of grace.
所以只要我们一息尚存，我们实际上都能够听到神的这个福音，我们都还在这个恩典日当中。
And so, from Kentucky to Alabama wasn't so very far, so I waited till the 16th to leave home to get to Alabama then the same day.
我那个时候这个当兵的地方是在肯塔基，我家住在阿拉巴马，所以不是很远，所以我通常都等到16号再开始从家往这个兵营。
And so when we were traveling on the Greyhound bus, we didn't travel in uniform so much, and so I was just wearing civilian clothes.
那个时候我是坐灰狗，也没有穿军装，就是穿普通的衣服。
That was okay.
没有，那个没有问题。
And so, but when I went in to sign in to my new duty station, there was a problem.
但是当我要去我的这个新的岗位上报到的时候，就有问题了。
They had painted a line on the floor before you got to the desk where you signed in your name as being there for duty.
他们在这个报名签到的这个桌子之前画了一条线。
And there was a big sign up that said, if you are not in uniform, do not cross this line.
那个上面写着说，如果你没有穿军装的话，就不能越过此线。
And so I thought about that. I thought, well, my arm's not long enough, I can't reach it.
我看了看这条线，好像离桌子还挺远的，我也够不着。
So there wasn't anything to do except to pick up my baggage and go find a place to change my clothes and change into uniform.
那没办法，只能拿着行李找一个地方先去换上军装。
I tell you that to draw this illustration.
我为什么要跟你讲这个呢？
We're living in this world and there's a line that God will not allow us to cross.
那我们生活在这个世界上，神也画了这样一条线。
His mercy and His grace is going to come to an end for those who reject him.
就是那些拒绝他的人，他的恩典也就到那条线为止，不能再过了。
And so the children of Israel that Amos was preaching to had crossed that line. They had allowed their walls of the law to deteriorate and were falling down. And now God says, that's the end. I've given up. No more mercy.
那个时候，阿摩斯的听众，那些以色列人已经一而再、再而三的犯罪，越过了那条线，以至于他们的这个建筑开始崩塌。然后神那时候说：“我必不再宽恕他们，就到此为止了。”
So if God would draw the plumb line today down by us individually, would He see a good straight plumb life that was being lived for His honor and His glory?
那如果今天神拿着这个准绳这个铅锤线来量我们的生命的时候他看到的是什么呢是那些是能够荣耀他的生命吗
Or would God see a wall that's been leaning toward the things of the world and the attractions of sin?
还是他会看到的是一个倾斜的建筑是那个被这个世界的这个
And the good news is that we're still living, we're still breathing, and God's mercy is still there, and we haven't reached the deadline for grace to be finished as yet.
但是好消息是我们现在仍然意息尚存, 神的恩典还在, 我们仍然有机会来领取他的恩典。
Oh, so I want you to think about grace.
所以我今天真的是让大家思考神的恩典。
Spend some time thinking about grace.
花一些时间来想。
And there we go. Dwight L. Moody was a very famous preacher in the city of Chicago and then also in the east coast of the state of Massachusetts.
那穆迪那个时候是一个很有名的这个传道人, 他的工作地方在芝加哥也在这个东岸一些海城市。
Dwight L. Moody was born into very, very difficult circumstances.
他出生的情况并不好。
I think he was the seventh of nine children.
他可能是九个孩子当中的老七。
When he was 4 years old, his father died.
他四岁的时候父亲就去世了。
And then 1 or 2 months after his father died, his mother gave birth to a set of twins.
那他父亲去世之后没多久，他母亲就生了一对双胞胎。
And so that made nine children in the family that this widowed mother was charged with taking care of.
那就是变成一个寡妇要带九个小孩子。
They didn't have welfare in those days.
那个时候也没有什么社会福利。
They didn't have all the government programs to give free food.
也没有政府发的食品券。
She was pretty much on her own.
所以她只能自己独立抚养。
And so what she did, she assigned her children, as they would get big enough to work, she would assign them to certain people that would feed them and clothe them in return for the work that those children could do for them.
那所以他做的事情就是把那些大一点的孩子能够出去工作的，就把他送到别人那里做学徒，然后也管吃管住。
Think about this scenario.
那你来思考一下这个情形。
When Dwight L. Moody got to be 8 or 9 years old, his mother sent him to live with a man to work for that man, and the man was obligated to feed him and clothe him.
当这个穆迪八九岁的时候，他母亲就把他送到一个人那里去，然后这个人就是会给他吃给他穿，然后但是穆迪要给他干活。But
the man didn't give him very good food.
可是这个人并没有给穆迪很好的食物。And
every day he gave him the same thing to eat.
每天都是一样的。He
gave him milk to drink.
给他一些牛奶。And
a rice porridge that just kind of made up like a rice soup, and those two things was all that he gave him to eat.
然后就是一些米糊,
so Dwight L. Moody ran away and he went back to his mother.
那穆迪就受不了，就跑了，就回到他妈妈那里去。
Can you imagine the pathos of a mother's heart?
你能想象这个他母亲当时心里是怎么想的？
And she asked her son Dwight, she said, Do you get enough to eat? Does he give you enough milk to drink and enough rice porridge to fill your stomach and to fill you up?
那他妈妈就问他，那这个孩子，他给你足够的牛奶和米糊吃吗？
He said, yes, mother, but that's all he gives me. He doesn't give me anything else.
他说够，但是就是这样，每天都一样，什么别的都没有。
She said, well, because you have enough to eat.
那妈妈就跟他说，你有足够的食物。
And you're not hungry.
你并不那个受饿。
You've got to go back and make the best of it.
那你就必须回去，然后尽你所能。
Oh man, when I read that, I almost cried for that mother.
我看到这个时候，我就心里真的是替这个母亲感到难受。
Can you imagine the necessity of having to tell one of your children that?
你能想象说你不得不对你的孩子说这样的话吗？
Well, Dwight L. Moody, as he grew up, he became very dark in his heart, and he was a very rebellious young man.
穆迪慢慢长大，但他的那时候心里很黑暗，而且非常叛逆。
Finally, he ended up working in the city of Boston, and a man he was working for invited him to church. In fact, he had to go to church with him. That was part of his employment. You must go to church with me and to worship.
那个时候穆迪在后来他长大了，在波士顿找了一份工作。那他的老板的雇佣他的要求就是说，你必须跟我一起去教会。
Dwight L. Moody went to the church and he began to respond to the message of the gospel.
然后牧师就跟着去了，慢慢的他开始对这个教会的讲道有所回应。
He wanted to join the church.
他想参加这个教会。
But the elders of the church said that he was so darkened in his heart that they wouldn't allow him to join the church.
但是那个教会的长老们觉得说这个牧师他这个心太黑暗了，不能让他参加。
Oh, but eventually God kept working with him and the grace of God kept manifesting itself in this young, hardened, darkened-hearted young man.
那但是神还是没有放弃他，一直在他身上工作，直到他这个本来心里很坚硬的一个年轻人有所改变。
Well, he eventually was allowed to join the church and eventually God began to use him in a wonderful way.
终于他们同意让他参加这个教会，而且后来神真的是大大的使用他。
Ended up in Chicago.
后来他就来到了芝加哥。
Wanted to teach a Sunday school class and they wouldn't let him.
他想那时候他想教主日学，可是别人不让。
And finally, he was so persistent that he said, "If you'll give me a room, I'll find my own students."
但是他一直坚持不懈的要求，后来他甚至跟他们说：“你只要给我一个房间就好，我自己去找我的学生。”
At least we had a few Sunday school teachers like that.
我希望我们也能有这样的主日学老师就好。
He went out on the streets and he brought in the little rag muffins off the streets.
那后来他就到大街上，然后带了一些食物。
Pretty soon his room was not big enough.
那他招来很多学生，很快他们给他房间就不够大了。
But then it was during the Civil War, and shortly after the Civil War, around 1869 and 70, that he was being used of God in a mighty way in the city of Chicago.
那个他开始的时候是大概是在美国南北战争时期，当战争结束以后，大概在1869年到70年附近，神就开始大大的使用他。
God was blessing his ministry.
神一直祝福他的事工。
Blessing him in a mighty way.
非常的奇妙。
Then one day he began to think about grace.
那有一天他就在想恩典。
The grace of God.
神的恩典。
And he said, I've never really considered grace that much, and so what I'm going to do, I'm going to set aside an entire day from early in the morning to late in the evening, I'm going to give my thoughts totally to the subject of God's grace.
他那时候意识到说自己没有真的仔细思想过恩典的意义，所以他说，那我决定花一天的时间，从清早一直到晚上，我都只想这一个题目。
At the end of the first day, he was not satisfied. He didn't know enough about God's grace as of yet.
这样一天过去了，但是他并不满足，他觉得他自己认识还对恩典的认识还不够。
So the second day.
所以第二天
still not satisfied.
又这么做还是不够。
So the third day,
第三天
he became so blessed and so full of thinking about God's grace that he couldn't stay in his study any longer and he went out into the street.
那这三天下来他对恩典的认识使得他里面真的觉得非常的充满，他不能在屋里都坐不住了，所以他走到大街上去。
And the first man he saw on the street, he stopped him and said, Have you ever consideredThe grace of God.
那这个时候他遇到的第一个人他就抓住他说朋友你认识恩典吗
The man said grace who?
这个 grace 这个恩典这个字也是一个名字所以这个人就莫名其妙你说的是哪个 grace 呀
So Dwight L. Moody says The grace of God that brings salvation is what I want you to think about.
那这个穆迪就回答他说这个我想让你思考的是那个神带来救恩的恩典
Dwight L. Moody left the man standing there, scratching his head, wondering about the grace of God.
然后这个人莫名其妙的站在那儿，然后穆迪就离开了。
And so we could never be so naive as to think that in a little 45-minute sermon here, that we're going to learn all there is to know about the grace of God.
我们不能很天真的以为我们只要坐在这儿听一篇讲道就能够真的认识神的恩典了。
Because the grace of God is so wonderful and it's so vast that it's not something that we can just imagine that we see in a song somewhere and think about it for a minute or two while we're singing and pass on to something else, but the grace of God, what it does for us.
神的恩典是这么奇妙，这么的深广，不是我们在这里听一篇讲道或者唱一首歌，好像就能理解了，我们就可以走开了。
So, The man stood there wondering, is that what we're doing this morning? Are we standing wondering about the grace of God?
所以当穆迪离开那个人的时候，那个人开始思想，那我们今天是不是也能在这里开始思想？
I'm kind of confused here. Let me see if I can get unconfused here. There we go. Grace, what is it? Grace is everything for nothing.
恩典到底是什么？是给你一切，然后没有不求回报的。
And God gives it to us for nothing, even though we don't deserve anything.
是对于那些什么都不配得的人，恩典是白白赐下他们所需的一切。
Oh, grace, everything for nothing. What is it that you could give to God to deserve grace?
是白白赐下所需的一切，你能给什么来换取恩典呢？
I've already used up all my time, so let's just call your attention to a couple of other things.
我们时间已经快结束了。
I wanted to talk about cheap grace.
那我现在要想讲的是这个所谓廉价的恩典。
So oftentimes today, that's what we're seeing is cheap grace.
我们今天常常看到的其实就是廉价的恩典。
It's the grace we bestow on ourselves.
是我们给自己的恩惠。
Cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance.
廉价的恩典是不要求悔改的宽恕。
Baptism without church discipline.
不需要教会纪律的施洗。
Communion without confession.
不用认罪就领受圣餐。
In Taiwan, we had an individual that wanted to be baptized in our church.
那在台湾的时候，我们遇到一个人，他想在教会里受洗。
But she didn't believe in Jesus.
但是这个人他并不信耶稣。
She just wanted to be part of a social organization.
他只是想参加这好像是一个社会团体一样。
So the missionary admonished this individual to think about the grace of God and consider believing in Jesus and when and if she did, then to come back again.
所以那个时候宣教士就劝诫他说你要思想神的恩典，思考自己是不是愿意接受耶稣，那个时候再来受洗。
Cheap grace is grace without discipleship.
而且廉价的恩典是不需要这个门徒训练的。
And I wanted to tell you another illustration or two, but my time is gone. But would you promise me?
那我还想给大家举一两个例子，但是已经没有时间了。你能不能向我做一个承诺
？That you'll spend some time thinking about grace.
你要花一些时间来思考神的恩典。
Think about how God gave us grace.
思考神给了我们怎么样的恩典。
Oh, and I wanted to talk about how grace is so personal.
而且我要讲的这个恩典是非常个人化的。
And I was blessed this morning early, sitting on my couch, thinking about this sermon when I was considering that Jesus has made us alive unto righteousness.
那我今天早上坐在我的椅子上，当思考神的恩典的时候，就想到说，神使我们在这个义上活。
And how personal it really is.
这个实际上是对我来讲是一个非常个人的事情。
I don't know if I'm thinking right or not, but I begin to look at that character for righteousness, the character E, that complicated character.
那我那个时候就开始看这个中文这个 E 是一个比较复杂的写法，繁体字。
And I saw at the bottom of that character that the character for me is on the bottom of that character wall.
那这个繁体字的这个意下面是一个我字。
And I realized that God became in a personal way involved with me so I could have a personal salvation and relationship with Jesus.
所以这个是一个个人化的东西，是神来找到我，然后使我可以跟耶稣有一个个人的关系。
Thinking about how he suffered for us.
然后想到耶稣是为我们怎样的受苦。
That we might experience that grace.
所以我们能够经历神的恩典
brought tears to my eyes
使我这样的思想让我眼里含热泪
because God is so merciful and so wonderful to give us grace for nothing
神是这样的有恩慈他给了我们恩典是白白的给的
let us pray
我们一起来祷告
Father we thank you this morning
天父我们今天早晨感谢你
thank you for this wonderful congregation that has listened so attentively
感谢你这样，大家在聚精会神的听。
Thank you for June, who has been so wonderful in interpretation.
感谢你帮助我们每一个人。
And so, Lord, we thank you again for the blessings that we have.
我们再次感谢你对我们的祝福。
Thank you, Lord.